There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Thank you so much for joining us. We are we're excited to complain about this movie.
Oh, yeah. No, this is not a good... I'm not excited about this movie at all.
Oh, this was brutal.
I'm excited to bring it to you, I guess. So that's good.
Yes. We're going to do this. And poof, man, give us our little intro here.
Yeah, because if you... I don't know if you guys can smell that, but it's dog shit and it's this movie. This week we did Must Love Dogs.
Oh, man.
It's a 2005 movie starring John Cusack and Diane Lane.
Yeah, Jesus. It feels like it's a Lifetime movie that somebody wrote.
Yeah, it felt like a Lifetime.
It was a Lifetime movie that somebody wrote and then just, you know, out of nowhere, somehow somebody left it in a bathroom stall and somehow it ended up in John Cusack's hands. And they were like, hey, Cusack likes it. He said he'll do it. I don't know if he was owed back taxes or something, but he needed to do the movie for that.
Yeah, he might have needed a paycheck because it definitely felt like a Lifetime, not a Lifetime movie. I remember checking the time every 15 minutes and I was like, oh my God, when is this over?
And it was reasonably short.
It was 98 minutes. It was merciful, but it was just absolutely miserable top to bottom.
Long.
Because here's how it starts. It starts as this weird talking head.
Do you want to read the description? The IMDb?
Oh my God, no, I don't even care. I don't even care, but I'm going to read the description because you're
IMDb,
totally right.
Yeah.
I was so distracted by what a pile of dog shit this movie was. Okay, so the IMDb description is, a 40-something-year-old preschool teacher looks to the personals for a change of pace and a relationship with a hilarious result. No, not at all. That was not this movie at all.
Ne'er a laugh to be found in this entire movie.
Never a laugh to be found. No, the only laugh that there was madness because I was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself today. It's happening.
I think I got delirious at one point. Might have giggled maniacally, but outside of that, there was no laughter.
It's never going to end.
No.
It was so terrible. Okay, so the movie starts off with this terrible talking head thing. It's, I guess, people are like, they're interviewing random people on like how they meet people.
Yeah, it was like When Harry Met Sally talking heads, except in this weird, you know, new day of everybody's...
It was like 2005, and it was like, how do you meet people? And one lady's like, oh, you just go to the grocery store, and you can tell a lot about a guy based on what aisle you meet him in. So, you know, you don't want to meet him in the frozen food section, because that means he's committed to being a bachelor. And you want to go for the guys in the veggies section, because that means that he's, you know, down for being healthy and whatever. And it's like, I was like, no.
Yeah, she was extrapolating way too much out of people's grocery.
Yeah.
Not even what they're buying, just where they are in the store.
Yeah, where to find them. And then there was another lady who said that she's like, that she meets dudes by going to Home Depot. And she's like, yeah, you go to Home Depot and you're like, oh, hey, is this the aisle where the lumber is? And then he's like, yeah, no, it's over here or whatever. And she's like, oh, sorry, I've just been day drinking. She's like, and that way he knows that you're easy and you like to drink.
I was just like, is this how women... I've never met any women like this. Maybe they're like that. I have no idea.
Yeah. And then there's my favorite talking head, Bobby Bacala.
Yeah, we do get Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos.
We got Vinny from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was nice to see him. I felt bad that he was in this movie, but also, you know, good for him for getting some work.
Yeah, because he definitely picked up a paycheck on that one. But it was so funny because everybody else had like a name and his was Vinny from Brooklyn.
Yeah, of course. Like, I wanted out from the moment this all began, by the way.
Yeah, because that was so stereotypical. And he's even like, hey, I don't know, like you gotta whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then there was, you know, it just showed how racist this movie was because there was no black people in this movie. No Mexican people, no anything. just white people.
Yeah, it was.
It was awful.
No, there's no black people, and we don't know where this movie takes place. That's
the
other thing.
Have no idea. We know it. It was filmed in Los Angeles.
Which, yeah, that could mean anything. But they go.
Everything's filmed in Los Angeles.
Yeah, they go out of their way to not say where it is.
Yeah,
it just seems like any town USA. Nobody works in like a big office building or anything like that. They're
it's
all kind of
so weird.
She's a preschool teacher. John Cusack handcrafts, you know, boats. It's a very weird.
Yeah.
It felt New England-y for some reason. There's that.
Yeah, it really did.
No one has an accent of any kind.
Yeah, I'll get into why I don't think it's on the East Coast, but it's fine. I think it might be another planet that this movie was filmed on.
I would. That would explain.
That would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
The last interview that they do is these supermodels, and I guess it's because they had to sort of talk about, like, they had to include the group of people who, you know, it's not difficult for them to meet people because they're like, I don't know, like, you know, there's just people.
Yeah, what,
and you're
is there
like,
a problem?
Oh, okay, yeah. Great, good for you. Like, you
that
know,
was their
whatever.
First attempt at humor, which was sad.
I guess it was an attempt. Now we get into the movie part, which I know you guys are like, no, we want to hear more about the really awful talking heads. We have a family intervention. Diane Lane is a 40-something-year-old preschool teacher, like we said.
Yeah.
And her whole family is all very involved. They're, like, cutting up pictures of, like, dudes and giving her phone numbers. And they're like, this guy's interested.
They gathered together.
To have an intervention.
Because she was, I guess, what, depressed about getting a divorce? Was that
I guess she's been divorced only for 8 months.
Yeah, maybe she needs some time to process.
And that's exactly what I wrote down, because I was just like, you know what, she's been divorced for 8 months. Just everyone's peer pressuring her that she has to have another relationship, and she doesn't.
No, she doesn't. It's a huge waste of Glenn Howerton. That's the biggest crime so far, is the huge waste of Dennis from Always Sunny.
She's a grown woman. Yeah. Dennis Reynolds was in this. Glenn Howerton, you were above this movie.
Yeah, he plays her brother, who just basically doesn't have a character.
And
he just likes his dog. He's always petting the dog.
Yeah, and if he played Dennis Reynolds, this movie would have been great. I would have loved it.
This movie needed Dennis Reynolds bad.
It did.
It needed Frank, too. I would love to have Danny DeVito running around.
As the
drunk,
dad?
Spitting beer at people. That would have been fantastic.
That would have been a much better movie.
I would have been in at that point.
Yeah.
You know, I'm
so,
okay.
So, yeah, we've got, so we see their family intervention, and then we also see the parallel, because we're being introduced to all the characters. We also see John Cusack, and he's rowing on a wooden rowing shell.
He's planing.
Yeah, so he's planing a rowing shell, and, you know, his friend comes in, or his lawyer, I guess maybe, was he best friends with his lawyer?
Because I feel like he was best friends with his lawyer.
Because he's like, hey, good news, you're divorced. So, oh, great. Now we already see the setup. We're like, okay, they're going to try to set these two up.
Well, that's his. And that's
we're all idiots.
And he's got to have a scumbag friend that's constantly trying to push him into getting pooned that he doesn't want, basically.
Yeah,
we're all a bunch
of mouth-breathing idiots, and we have to be spoon-fed.
Hey, bro, we got to go out there and bang some chicks, man.
Annoying.
Like, that's always the thing. And also, too, before we go any further with the family, her father is the most annoying character in this movie.
Oh, my God, I wanted to punch him. I hoped he died.
Allegedly, he's allegedly Irish.
Super English. He looks super English.
Irish, he says.
Sounded English.
He only speaks in like poems.
He only recites poetry.
He's not reciting though. He's just saying things in a poetic fashion. Sometimes he'll recite, but most of the time he just speaks poetically. Like he thinks he's.
Oh yeah, he's super profound.
Yeah, he's like him. Also tries to be glib. He's like fucking. Yeah. Hey, I'm Oscar Wilde. No, go fuck yourself. I hate this guy.
This movie made me so angry.
So mad.
So the John Cusack's friend or lawyer or whatever the hell is like, oh, by the way, so I guess the judge gave John Cusack her headshot and, quote, call me or I'll have you arrested. No phone number. No nothing. She knows who he is. She knows everything about him. She knows all of his financial assets and all this shit.
Call down to municipal court.
Yeah, and she's just like, call me or I'll have you arrested. No,
I don't think that's allowed by a judge also. I don't think she's supposed to do that probably.
But I thought that was so old fashioned. It was so funny. I was like, wow, we're definitely in a different time because it's a headshot.
Every time there's pictures, they're physical pictures. Her whole family isn't like showing her pictures of people
on
a phone.
Pictures up. They're literally putting magnets of pictures, like even one guy from a magazine.
Yeah.
And they're putting it up on the wall. And then one of the brothers was like, well, I only know married guys. So if you're into like, you know, having an affair, like I can hook you up with you. I'm like, no, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
And also mind your own goddamn business. If I want to date somebody, I will.
Yeah.
Whatever. The soundtrack was absolutely terrible in this movie. Everything was terrible about this movie.
It was just generic, the soundtrack. It was generic.
Yeah.
They
it
just got a
generic.
score guy, and they're like, give us like just like an upbeat rock thing to go in.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. It's just kind of upbeat. It's so generic, everything.
Yeah.
And it tells you, it's one of those movies that tries to tell you what emotion to have because of the music they're playing.
Yeah.
Not by the thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's not by actual good writing.
No,
they're
no.
just like, God, here, no. here's a Dixie Chicks song that yeah, should make you feel you something. And
Enjoy.
You're like, no, you know what I actually feel? Repulsed. Now we're at the grocery store and Diane Lane is on the prowl. She's, you know, propping her boobs up, tossing her hair around and whatever.
Yeah.
And it's whatever. And she gets into an argument with the man at the meat, like at the butcher department.
Because, yeah, he's
because she just wants one piece of chicken. And he's just trying to like, hey, I'm trying to save you money. Get the 3-piece meal with this. And blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm not going to eat that.
Yeah. I don't want to have all this chicken laying around the house. And it's like, okay, well, you're not going to eat. We can eat one piece of chicken for the rest of your life. Get a couple
yeah.
more. You're going to have some for lunch tomorrow.
And
you
was,
work at a preschool. You're going to have a lunch break.
Yeah. I was wondering. Duh. I'm like, why are you only buying one chicken breast? It's just one chicken breast, not like one whole chicken.
Yeah. It was just symbolic.
She just was
of
like,
her
I'm only,
yeah.
Oh, I eat over the sink standing. And then it's like, okay, whatever.
Pathetic. By the way, her family, back to her family
too invasive.
For one sec. Not only, oh yeah, not only.
A little Freudian slip
yeah,
there. Oh my goodness.
Not only too invasive. People don't like each other like that. We were discussing this. They don't. People, families don't get along. Half
no.
the family likes each other. They talk shit about the other half. They go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't like this. They don't all gather together. Everyone's successful. No, someone's a crackhead. And what about this one?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, you know,
yeah.
it's everyone's miserable. These
yeah.
people are all happy together, shiny.
Way too involved in these people. Like,
hugging each other all the time.
I don't think my sister would try to like set up a dating profile for me if I was super, super lonely. Like, I don't think she tried to set up a dating profile
no.
for me.
And
these
what?
People
that's
literally
crazy.
Set up a dating profile for Diane Lane.
Well, that's crazy.
So now we're at Diane Lane's preschool class. It was not the most depressing group of children in the world.
They all had horrible stories about miserable home
yeah,
lives.
One of them's like, my dad had somebody, my mom had somebody sleep over and you know, I have to call him uncle, but she didn't let me sleep in her bed because he was.
Yeah.
It was like, this one, you know, my dad's, sleeping with my mom and dad are separated and my dad's incorrigible because he likes other women and like all this stuff. And I was just like, okay, we get it. Divorce is the theme of this movie.
Everybody's divorced. Is divorced. Even the kids, 6 years old, they're divorced.
Yeah,
everyone's
divorced.
Through a second divorce already, six
yep.
years old. It was
yep.
very sad.
Everyone's in the middle. Everyone's like, these kids have got like, you know, legal aid sending them their headshots like...
Husak needs to keep planing down a few more layers of wood so he gets a hole and he can just go down to the
I was
drown
so
and get
envious
out of
that boat because I was like, oh, I wish that he was planing my forehead. It was awful.
God.
So, Mulroons was in this one.
Oh, Mulroons pops up. Of course he
Mulroons
does.
Mulroons pops
Jesus.
Up. He's our little salt and pepper dad. He's the one that was incorrigible
makes
because,
a big
yeah, he
fuss
likes.
About him, too.
Oh, my God. I hated him so much.
Yeah, he sucks.
I wrote about. 20 times down on my notes, these are not real people.
Oh, God, no.
These
None
are not
of them
real
are.
People. That's why I think that this was filmed on a different planet.
That's why it's a Lifetime script. That's
no,
what I mean. They gave
it's
a
not even a Lifetime script.
In a Lifetime script, it's no nobody's a real person. Families all get along and they hug each other and blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. It's a Lifetime script that they tried to like just put big stars in. They were like,
yeah.
just put Cusack and Diane Lane in it and they'll never notice it's a Lifetime
yeah,
script.
Yeah,
it's still a Lifetime script.
I feel like those 6-year-old kids that are the 5-year-old kids that are in the preschool, I feel like they wrote this movie.
That's highly possible.
Highly possible.
I would not say no to that. I would say, yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, it's not out of the realm of possibility
it could
right
happen.
Now. One of the sisters of Diane Lane is actually reading Diane Lane some dating tips from Sports Illustrated. Who remembers
yeah,
that?
What?
Who remembers doing that?
That's what I mean. This is 2005 was really like the cutoff of like from
yeah.
you know that was
by the way,
a different time.
Yeah, guys, online dating is ever present in this movie. It's like the beginning of it, and good Lord, is it depressing in this movie? They're like, yeah you got to put an ad out for yourself. Remember when they were called ads?
Yeah, you had
they
to.
They weren't
like,
just like, oh, set up your Tinder profile and
yeah.
you can just swipe me. Which, by the way, that seems so much nicer than
you had to have like a pitch. You
yeah.
had to have like what's your you know, have a log line like you were trying to sell a movie to somebody. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, everyone, this is an important part of the podcast and an important part of the movie.
Yeah.
We are 16 minutes and 13 seconds in, okay? And I'm absolutely done. I stopped paying attention. I have
so
no fucking
bad.
Idea what happened.
We tried so hard.
I went brain dead. I have no idea. So if you ask me for the plot of the movie... No idea.
We,
I have no idea. I actually had a stroke.
We watched the whole movie.
Yeah.
And
checked
we
it
took
every 15
some notes.
Minutes.
We complained a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know that much. And we screamed in anger and anguish a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, we kind of checked out early on this one. I still have the notes of angry rants and things like that. But as far as like plot goes, we're just going to wing it going through
yeah.
this because
yep.
it's not important.
Yeah.
There is
no
plot. No. Here's the plot. Okay. Cusack and Diane Lane kind of, they find each other's profile there through their friends, of course. The sister put up hers, and then his dickhead bro buddy put up his profile. They meet, and from the first meeting, you go, okay, they're the two biggest stars in the movie. Either they're going to end up together, or they're going to start a suicide cult and fucking kill everybody. That's all that can happen.
But
basically,
you must love dogs. Okay.
That's her thing, yeah.
So Diane Lane tries to get the online dating thing going. The sister set her up with somebody. It turns out to be her dad. I think that was supposed to be funny.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a big...
But I was too sad to laugh because I was like, wow, this is just so fucking depressing. Which, by the way, it makes total sense because that dad is super fucking creepy with
Diane
Lane.
He's super creepy with everybody. I think he wanted fuck Dennis Reynolds. Anybody. Anybody at all. Is this movie for anyone besides 46-year-old women in bad marriages?
I don't know. I guess
so. To give them hope after their eventual divorce?
Yeah, give them hope that maybe they can go on a date with their dad because that's who they're looking for.
Yeah, just like, hey, maybe I'll find a Cusack boat planer.
I did have one question because I saw these dating profiles. They all had like voice messages.
Yeah, some of the sites had you leave like a voicemail for someone. Like it was like, that's like an 80s dating service. Like that's what they used to do
really
way
confused.
Back. Like I've seen stuff like this, like in movies, like back in the day.
Did they have that really? Or was it like.
Beats me. I know they had it in the 80s. I don't know if they had it online in 2005 or if it was just
awful.
All email. But yeah, it was like you had to leave a voicemail for somebody. It was really weird. She goes out then on a date with every kind of character.
Yep. That's exactly what I wrote.
This happens like three times in the movie, by the way. They do like three different montages at different times of her going out with every different type of character you can imagine.
Yeah, it's at every stage of development for Diane Lane. So she goes out with one guy who's like a perv and he only wants to date 18-year-olds. And he's like, well, you're a little bit older than I thought you would be. And then she's like, well, you're, you know, age restrictions at 25 to 45. And he's like, oh, so it'll be more for 25, 18.
Yeah,
and he's
maybe
like
maybe
clearly
18.
Like 60 years old.
And then she gets up and leaves.
There's like the depressive guy who's crying at the table.
The entire time.
And I just wrote, oh my God, holy shit, these are not real people.
No, they're so not.
And then now, believe it or not, guys, we're only 24 minutes in, so I can't even take it anymore. I'm fucking done. This movie is terrible.
At that point, I'm like, Cusack and Diane Lane either get together or fucking slit your wrists because I can't take it anymore. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. John Cusack and Diane Lane finally meet. They're at the dog park. Neither of them actually have a dog. And John Cusack was being super awkward. And I realized that John Cusack is always awkward in every movie where he's just kind of like, what if, like, we're meant to be here for a different purpose?
And,
like, what if we're just supposed to be fucking weird and, like, whatever? I'm like, shut up, John Cusack. And for some reason, Diane Lane is put off by this and leaves.
I guess. It seems like she's interested and then sort of not because she says she's not available and he seems like he knows what he wants and I don't and I'm a mess. And it was like, why don't you just, you're on a date. You guys weren't, you know.
Yeah. I'm like, he's not sobbing.
He's not asking you to marry him. He's just telling you who he was. I thought it was weird. The whole thing. At least when they were at the dog park, Frankie, our dog, Frankie the Crime and Sports Dog on Instagram, who you should really follow because she's gorgeous. But Frankie was very interested in the dogs barking, and we said, "Well, shit, she is way more interested than we are at this point." And I said, "I told you our dog was an idiot at that
point." Frankie paid attention to that movie way more than we did because she was really interested in one of the dogs that was on there. Okay.
Is Cusack, by the way, I have to ask you, is Cusack charming in this movie? I can't tell.
No, I don't. I think he's supposed to be charming and quirky.
He's so much better
than
this. He's just so much better than this. It hurts my heart to see John Cusack in this movie. I got to be honest with you. For him to have, not even in a bad movie, because everybody does bad movies and they can make something out of their part. This is just dog shit.
Yeah.
His part is dog shit. It gives him nothing to work with. They tried to give him like dialogue.
Must love dog shit.
Must love dog shit. That's the title of his movie. That's going to be our poster this week. Must love dog shit. But I mean, they tried to give him like, you know, dialogue.
Yeah.
They tried hard to give him like, you know, things to say and like little monologues to do, Cusackian monologues. But it just, they fail. They really do fail. They needed to like bring like his own writer in for this one.
This movie hurt your heart. This movie hurt my heart. And did you know that the artificial heart was invented in 1963?
Was it now?
Yeah. Dr. Winchell and the Heimlich, the guy who invented the Heimlich maneuver, they collaborated.
So this
can you imagine that conversation?
You were just looking up facts while we were watching this movie?
Yeah,
is that
I wasn't
paying
attention
to
the fucking movie. Yeah, fuck this movie.
Well, all right then.
Well, that's now fine. We know that there's 50 years of science behind it. So if you need an artificial heart, you can trust it. It's not like we need like the first model. Okay. Yeah. So now we're going to meet Diane Lane's dad's new girlfriend because he's online dating, obviously, yeah. because, you know, Diane Lane met him on her date. And it's Rizzo.
It's Rizzo from Grease. It's Stalker Channing, who at this point should be about 103 years old, I believe.
No, she's only like 60-something.
Okay.
Because she was really hoping that this was like a sequel to
Her character pretty much is grown-up Rizzo.
Yeah.
The age lines up, and she's like, you know, she's been married like 8 times.
Yeah,
and
that's
she's
right,
like,
bitches. We did the math.
Yeah, it's really like, it's she's grown-up Rizzo, which is super weird for me. And then she's grown-up Rizzo.
I wanted her to sing.
She ends up singing. Don't work out with Kanicki, and she ends up with some weird Irish guy who thinks he's a poet. It's awful.
Yeah, that's poor dating Rizzo. 2 other girls. I wanted her to sing There Are Worse Things That I Could Have Done.
Well, that would have been the worst things I could do. That's what you wanted, huh?
Yeah.
A little of that.
Then break a hip or two.
Anytime she could break a hip. She's always been old.
Yeah, we run in. So I guess we're over at like some, what's it called? Trailer park. And we run into Mulroons because Mulroons is a single dad now. So he's living the single life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said
in a trailer park.
They cater to recently divorced or whatever he said. Right. I don't remember.
And then Diane just invites him. Over to, by the way, Mulroons is one of the kids' dad. Oh, yeah, we did bring that up.
Yeah, yeah.
But Diane Lane just invites him over to Rizzo's house.
Yeah, come on by.
And then they're all talking and they're like, oh, yeah, Diane Lane's always been this pathetic and she's so great and check this out and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, these people suck. Like, I would be so mad if my family was doing that. Like, I'd be like, why are you embarrassing me?
That's the other thing. Everybody's always running into each other in this town. Like, everybody lives.
Yeah, there's only two neighborhoods.
That's what I mean. Like, that's why I say it's like a small town, any town, USA. And it's just so sad. It's just so trite and ridiculous. Somewhere there's a good script. Yep. Somewhere somebody wrote a good, funny script that Cusack didn't do.
Yeah.
Because he was in this shit pile.
Should have done.
Yeah. Yeah. So we missed out on a good movie. So everybody be angry at this movie.
Yeah. And if you are angry, here's a fun fact. Banging your head against a wall burns 150 calories an hour.
Really?
Yeah.
And it may cause brain damage that will make you not realize you're watching this pile of shit. So perfect.
Yay.
I like it a lot. When are we get to the piano part? Because that part really pissed me off.
Well, we just passed the piano part.
That's when they were all singing?
That was at Rizzo's, yeah.
Oh, God. Mulroon starts playing the piano, and like in every one of these goddamn rom-coms.
They were singing the Partridge Family song. Get happy.
Every one of these movies has to have, what is it with women who want to get married, who are interested in tales of weddings and love, that they need a sing-along? What, is that your fucking fantasy, women?
I don't
who are
know.
Listening? Is
I
your fantasy to always bust in the sing-alongs? Does everyone love karaoke that much? What the fuck is going on? Help me
understand. I don't
know.
They were just like, oh, Diane Lane used to love this song. And, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, come on, Diane Lane, sing it. And it's like, how fucking more embarrassing can you get right now? Like, leave me alone. I don't know this guy. He seems like a rapist. I don't want to hang out with him that much.
It just drives me nuts. I'm like, why are they singing now?
Oh, my God. And this totally is like even my best friend's wedding, you know, too, because his marriage didn't work out with Cameron Diaz.
There you go. We've connected the dots.
Must Love Dogs is a really sad sequel to all of the movies that we've done.
This is the culmination. Yeah. This is what happens.
This is real fucking life. It's depressing as fuck, and it's in your face.
They end up divorced and sadly looking
living
online.
Living in a trailer park and singing the Partridge Family with an old Rizzo. Okay. Cusack apparently likes Diane.
One thing, too. Uh-huh. The gay guy she works with at the preschool.
Oh, I loved him.
Is he a little slow? He's a little slow, right? He's slow. He's a little slow. I feel like he has a head injury. I really do.
No.
I feel like he's a little slow.
I feel
slow.
Like he is the smartest one in this whole movie, and he has to dumb himself down because he's like, oh, okay. Like, I love them.
I thought he was a complete moron. They'd say things, and he'd just go, oh, I don't know.
Well,
like,
what
he was
I didn't love is that
slow.
He kept saying over and over again, he's like, well, Eric's parents are in town, so blah, blah, blah. And it was just like, yeah, we get it. Your in-laws. Like, how many times do your in-laws come over?
Yeah, that was ridiculous, that whole thing.
Yeah, so Cusack apparently likes Diane Lane a lot, and he's talking to his friend about it, and he's like, I want to see her again, and, you know, whatever. And so he leaves her a voice message on her dating profile to go hang out. And it was like, of course, Diane Lane, you should say yes to him because he's not sobbing. He doesn't want you to be 18.
Yeah, he's not a weirdo.
And he's not like, oh, I want to put you in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Like,
he might be a little, you know, wordy, but I mean, he's got things to say.
Yeah.
He's planning boats.
He's
he has
fine.
A lot of thoughts.
Yeah, he's got a lot of thoughts.
Time to think.
So we're at the Halloween party at the preschool. Mulroons shows up and he's hitting on Diane Lane. And one of my favorite lines was one of the teacher's assistants or whatever comes up to Diane Lane and says, "You need to get the emergency pants."
Oh, God, yeah, because the kid had an accident.
Yeah, and I needed to get my emergency pants as well, because I think the rigor mortis was setting in and I shit my pants.
At one point, Diane Lane is in her kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was just, she had a really nice stove and I was admiring her range. It was like a Viking. It was like really nice.
Not the range of her acting, because terrible.
I was admiring her appliances. That's how I know this is a shit movie. Yeah. I just started looking at appliances in the little woman's kitchen because I couldn't pay attention anymore to the plot.
Yeah. Did you know that May 29th is Put a Pillow on Your Fridge Day?
I did not know that.
Now you
but
do.
Now we do because of this shitty movie.
Yeah.
And it's,
I looked up 1,000 fun facts, so this is fun.
Have we passed when they go on the condom hunt yet?
No.
Okay.
So John Cusack calls her through the computer, and, you know, they go out, and they go to, like, some
Romanian
restaurant or something like that.
He knows the people.
Yeah, he knows the owner. And then he's just kind of like, I didn't really understand this part of the movie, because he was like, oh, okay, so we're just going to be real people. And whatever. And it's like, yeah, of course. We're all real people.
She was like, so what do you do? And they were like, whatever. And he said, can we just not have small talk? He said, can we just talk about who we really are and like just get past all that stuff?
Because sorry, my eyes glazed over.
Yeah, exactly. No, I remember that part. And then they literally had the most boring dinner conversation ever about this, which was, I don't know.
It didn't seem that shocking or like emotionally anything. It just kind of seemed like small talk, but like small talk plus.
Yeah, that's all it was.
It wasn't anything exciting. I wasn't like, ooh, you know, like I wasn't like, ooh, that's some dirty shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I just didn't think anything of it. I was like, oh, okay.
No, they weren't even getting deep with each other. They were just boring. And he kept saying, can we talk? Can we just be like real people? And then they wouldn't really. He was saying nothing. He was saying gobbledygook. He was just saying, you know, we're here. And why are we here? And why are we doing this? Is this night like a.
Yeah.
It was just weird.
He just said like, oh, I've been divorced and I loved my wife and now I'm here. And she's like, oh, yeah, I was divorced too. And that's it.
You look at them and you're like, John Cusack is not getting any tonight.
No.
And then cut to?
They're making out.
Hardcore.
Hardcore making out. And then they don't have any condoms. Diane Lane's like, of course not, because I haven't, you know, been out with anybody. Of course I don't have any condoms. And then she's like, you didn't have anything? He's like, well, I didn't want to assume, which that's fair.
He said I didn't want to jinx it, is what he said, actually.
Oh.
That was his exact line.
Yeah, again, did not pay attention at the fuck all.
And then the movie turns into Booty Call with Jamie Foxx and Tommy Davidson, where they're just running around.
Oh, my God, it does.
That's literally what this movie is. For like 10 minutes, it turns into Booty Call. They go to like 8 stars. They could have really got the point across after 2 stars.
Yeah, we literally followed them to like 6 drugstores, some of which were sold out of condoms.
Yeah, some of the closed ones I get, but one he came out and it's like, they're all out. It's like, no,
they're not all out.
No,
they
drug stores,
something that,
all out
like,
of condoms.
Hey, you know what? They don't have the brand that I like, but they got this one and let's just hope it works.
Who cares? Get
also,
it going.
She's probably 40-something years old.
Well, she's still fertile, I'm sure. I don't know.
We don't know what her issues are.
I do not know what her issues are. That
we
is
don't know
true.
What her gynecologist appointments look like.
That's true. We don't know. She could be well, I assume.
Her tubes could be whack, man.
Yeah, but
because
also,
she's 40-something and she's been married. How come she doesn't have any kids?
Well, they talk about that later.
Did
remember?
They?
Yes. In the
no,
end,
I don't remember that
they
at all.
They do. This actually happened, and I'm glad I caught this for a second.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't catch it at all.
Later on, they say she's so depressed. She's saying how her ex-husband found a new wife that's 15 years younger and got married. And she said that the whole time they were together, she wanted to have children, obviously, because she's a preschool teacher. And she's desperate, I'm sure. Her ovaries are crying to have a child going on in the uterus there. So she said that he wasn't, the whole time he said he wasn't ready, he wasn't ready, he wasn't ready. And now he just got married and she's already pregnant, that one. Now he's ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I didn't pay attention to that at all.
That was, I don't remember who she said it to, but it was someone. One of her friends, I don't remember.
But
the sister, maybe Rizzo, possibly.
I think it was Rizzo.
She got deep with Rizzo for a minute
for no reason. She didn't even like her.
Rizzo was like white trash Golden Girls. Is
she
the way
great.
I got out of her. What I got out of her, like she would be like Blanche's cousin who came to stay for a day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. They're like, oh, she's kind of trashy, isn't she, Blanche? I don't know why it automatically turned into B. Arthur, but that would be my. That would be my Golden Girl.
You'd be B. Arthur.
I'd be the B. Arthur of the group.
Yeah,
I think I'm grumpy. I'm tall. I'm B. Arthur. So moving on from B. Arthur.
Did you know that if you consistently fart for 6 years and 9 months, enough gas is produced to create the energy of an atomic bomb?
That seems right. Yeah, that seems right.
I had to look up these facts, guys, because these are not real people. Okay.
No.
This woman is 40-something years old, divorced, okay? She's tired. There's no way that she's this nice. And, like, if people are weird, that even when she's, like, freaking out and, like, snapping, that's not even real.
No.
Because there have been times when I have snapped, and I'm not a 40-something-year-old lady. I have snapped, and I have been like, you know what? I'm fucking done with this shit. And that's just it. You know, like,
you're
You're
also not a preschool teacher. You don't have that.
No, but every human being has the ability to snap and just like, even if you're the nicest woman in the world.
Well, she does snap on the Mulroons. She snaps
but
later
on the
Mulroons.
But that wasn't even a good snap.
No, it wasn't. But that's all that this character, that's all that this movie's capable of. This movie is not capable of delivering any level of reality. That's it.
Yeah.
When they said they got to have her snap, she calls him, she says something that's like a kid thing. And she's like, sorry, I'm a preschool teacher.
Yeah.
Like she can't like, she. I don't know if she called him a poopy breath or whatever the hell, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But it was something stupid. But that's how she gets down because she's an idiot.
Well,
they finally find the condoms, the booty haul.
Yeah,
the
they
booty
finally
call.
Find condoms, and then Diane Lane's just not into it.
Yeah, she was like, she was asleep in the car when he came.
She's
back
like,
in.
The magic isn't there anymore, which is fair because you've just been driving around to 8 stores.
You know what? What are you two waiting for though? You're both in your mid-40s. You're both divorced. Neither of you have had any in a while. Fucking crank the magic back up again and get back there. You don't know when this is going to happen again.
I'm pretty sure you can get it back going.
Yeah, get it going again.
And John Cusack didn't even try.
Go have a glass of wine. Well, he didn't want to seem pushy. He was like, oh, well, yeah, that's cool. Oh, you know, that's all right. I understand. Like, he was trying to be, they were trying to show what a supportive guy he was, that he was, you know, rock hard with a box of condoms in his hand that he hunted all over the city for. And she says, no, thanks.
Okay.
And he goes, that's okay. You know, whatever you want. Like,
yeah,
that's,
I was too grossed out by the whole, like, her obsession with getting condoms.
Yeah, I'm grossed out. Why is it gross?
I just don't want to see that or hear about anybody's sexual drive. Like, I'm okay. You know,
that's
it's
funny.
Just like, that's okay.
Yeah.
But what would Rizzo do? She would use Saran wrap. In the back of the car, she'd be like, all right, what the hell?
And which they also.
Diane Lane should have done that.
They bring that up in this movie.
They do bring that up.
The sister said they did that once and it didn't work and she got pregnant.
Yeah, she's like, then 9 months and one day later, my daughter was born.
Because if you listen to the Grease podcast we did, we figured out, we found out.
Go back to episode 3.
We found out by listening to the director's commentary that in the 50s, people used to use Saran wrap as condoms, I guess.
Yeah, because we were wondering why he was shimmying with Saran wrap on his
during the Grease lightning
scene.
That's way neither here nor there. I actually have a fun fact for you.
Bring it.
I have a fun fact. This movie. Is actually, this is interesting actually to think about it. This movie is officially considered an advanced interrogation technique by the United Nations.
Yes, just, it is.
So you know, you're not allowed to do this or waterboarding in the eyes of it's considered torture. I'm sorry.
We literally checked the time every 15 minutes, you
sad.
Guys. It was so bad. It's on Netflix. Please watch it. If
don't,
you guys
don't,
get past
don't.
16 minutes.
Oh, you're putting out a challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
If you
yeah,
get
challenge
past
by all means.
16 minutes. Okay. Watch the movie. It's on Netflix.
God.
If you get past 16 minutes
and you're still interested
in the movie,
blow your fucking brains out.
No.
There you go. No.
No.
Oh, okay.
You have my respect cuz holy fuck,
okay.
I couldn't get past 16 minutes and 13 seconds. If you can outdo that, wow. I mean, you're my fucking hero. That's it because I
say blow your brains out, but you can listen to Sarah if you'd like. It's her challenge.
Yeah, thanks. So my advice to Diane Lane is just learn to love yourself, all right? Stop worrying about what John Cusack or the Mulroons does, because the energy that you put out is the energy that you're going to attract. And if you put out desperation, you're going to get John Cusack or Dermot Mulroney. That's who you're going to get.
That's true. Well, what's wrong with Cusack? Cusack's a good guy, damn it. Not in the movie, in real life, about. This character's a drip.
You can always have Cusack. He's a Cubs fan. He's a great man.
This character's a drip. He's hilarious, damn it. John Cusack's
he's
a treasure.
He's damn hilarious. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus's husband actually wants to buy John Cusack's boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to cut it in half and put it on my wall. Which, by the way, I was super upset because I used to row.
Yes.
I've been rowing since I was 12, and I was like, oh, come on. Like, that's not fucking cool. Like, keep the boat intact. At least hang it from your ceiling.
He's like, yuppies. He goes, I'm going to put it above my big screen.
Yeah, he's super waspy.
That's what he said, yeah. Put it right over my big screen.
Yeah, and did you know that Arab women can initiate divorce if their husbands don't pour coffee for them?
Interesting.
Yeah.
That probably is more of a cultural than country to country.
Yeah. And another fun fact, because we were talking about dog shit, if you smear a small amount of dog feces on an insect bite, it will relieve the itching and swelling.
Terrific.
Don't think I'll be doing that.
I'd rather itch than smell like dog
shit. Yeah, me too. Or touch it, for that matter.
Or touch it. By the way, one more thing here that's this might not be the most politically correct thing to say, and nothing wrong with it, and I hope the kid grows up and has a wonderful life doing whatever he does, and I fully support it, but Mulroney's kid is gay as shit, right? He's super gay, that kid. That kid
I don't
know.
I didn't pay attention that much.
That kid is definitely not going to grow up and be heterosexual. I'll tell you that right now. Not going to happen. Not
well,
that there's, it's fine.
A,
but
I don't know. His dad's a womanizer, so I'm sure he'll just not.
He was definitely, I feel like.
Be a person that you think that your kids are going to like, because they're going to either, they're going to do the opposite of what you're like.
Or they'll try to be just like you.
Either yeah, that's true. So either way, just don't be an asshole. That's
yeah,
the rule
that's
here.
That's the deal.
All right. So now we're actually, we're at some party for, I guess, the Irish dad, Diane Lane's dad. He's reciting poems and I Want to Kill Myself and, you know, Rizzo. I guess Rizzo's competing for, again, for, you know, the Irish dad's affection with two other ladies.
And
she's upset about it.
I wanted him to drop like Dennehy and Tommy Boy during that wedding scene.
Oh,
so
God,
bad.
Making me too. His, it just, wasn't a wedding. Oh, no, no, no. Dennehy died during the wedding.
He died during the wedding. Yeah.
But this guy, it was like his birthday or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, whatever the part. I wanted it to be like that sort of thing, though.
Yeah.
Where the old Irish dad just has a keels over.
Yeah. All right. So Rizzo now introduces, this is the part where Diane Lane says that her ex-husband is married again and has a baby. Rizzo introduces Diane Lane to, you know, make several profiles, make several different dating profiles. You can have whatever personality that you want. This is me as a cowgirl. This is me as whatever. So yeah, sure. Lie. But it is an ad. So you are,
yeah,
you can,
it's
you
an
can
ad,
say
honey.
Whatever
That's
you
what
want.
She says.
Yeah,
it's an ad.
It's
honey.
An ad.
Yeah.
So now we get to see.
Blanche approves, I guess. And B. Arthur's going, I don't know, girls. Let's have some cheesecake.
So Rizzo shows up at Diane Lane's house because she's in trouble because one of her boyfriends is like 17, but we find out that he's actually 15.
Yeah, that's.
And
I wanted federal agents to bust in the door and take her away.
That would have been great.
God, one less awful character in this movie. Perfect.
Yeah, if they had all ended up in prison or dead. I would have been like, this has been the best movie I've ever seen in my whole life.
Suicide cult. I wanted this movie.
Yeah.
I wanted all of these people gathering. Rather than being supportive family, I wanted them to be a suicide cult that would kill themselves at about minute 30. And then we just have, you know,
shrimp cocktail.
The dogs would be running around for the next hour.
I would have liked that.
Yeah, just playing. Frankie would have liked it. She would have been watching.
Yeah, Frankie would have had a good time.
Definitely.
Frankie's cuter than any of these dogs in this fucking movie anyway.
I would say so. By the way, I love how when Diane Lane confronts her father about womanizing.
Yeah.
About, you know, seeing five different women and having them all think that he's really interested. He spins it. This was remarkable. They spin it so Diane Lane actually thinks it's sweet. Because he says, well, none of them could. I had the love of my life. Now, now I don't, you know, but it's like, no. You're screwing with the emotions of five women who don't have much time left to be screwed with.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
They just
here.
Want
they're,
a companion.
They're
Go
Twilight.
Fuck yourself.
They're
you're
in
not
the Twilight.
That cool.
Yeah. He's out there screwing around. That's not good.
So after the Rizzo sends off her 15-year-old boyfriend, Diane Lane is like, you know, since I'm in the trailer hood, which she actually says that, she stops over by Mulroon's trailer and she sees that her one young teacher's assistant, the blonde one, is there with Mulroon's.
Yes.
How embarrassing was that?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Scandalous.
And she didn't even act like it was okay. She's like, they said, do you want to come in? And she goes, oh, no, I'd rather die, but I'm going to get going now.
I'd rather die than watch the rest of this movie, Diane Lane.
My God, I was hoping. I at that point, maybe she would rather die. Maybe she'd blow her brains out. Credits roll and we watch dogs play.
Well,
for
yeah, because he's like, we just opened up a bottle of wine, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, yeah, of course I think that you're going to be fucking.
Yeah.
But he, you know.
It's so stupid.
Diane Lane leaves there and she goes home and Dennis Reynolds is sitting outside with his dog because his wife kicked him out and
yes.
the dog.
Yeah.
And he's drunk. John Cusack is there because he's worried about Diane Lane because he was on the phone with her. And then Rizzo was like, hey, I'm in trouble. And then she's like, oh shit, I gotta go.
Rizzo's in trouble, which cracks me up.
Yeah, so.
Rizzo's in trouble.
She's in trouble real bad.
She's in trouble real bad. She's knocked up.
Yeah, she's knocked up.
At least we know this character wasn't knocked up.
No.
At least, I don't know, 89 years old.
No, she's 60 something.
I thought at this point Diane Lane should have just checked out and gone into Under the Tuscan Sun instead.
Yeah,
I feel like that
or like
been,
Eat, Pray, Love.
Well, like Under the Tuscan Sun is like if this character just said, I'm moving to Italy now, that's now it's Under the Tuscan Sun. And I feel like if you're going to be miserable, you might as well do it in Italy, you know? At least we would have had nice, like, scenery.
Exactly.
As opposed to
with
any
dogs.
Town, USA.
In Italy with dogs running.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Okay, so Dennis Reynolds is drunk.
Yeah.
And John Cusack and Diane Lane are like, hey, let's pick up where we left off in the last round. Mm-hmm. We have condoms now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Big box.
But Cusack decides, all right, well, I'll just take Dennis home.
Yeah, because Dennis is shit-faced.
He's shit-faced, and he's like, I'll take him home. Which, by the way, Dennis Reynolds just got kicked out of his house.
Yeah, I guess, well, he's staying with his, I'm sure one of his big supportive family will take him in. I mean,
yeah,
these
probably.
People, forget about it.
Mulroney, as Cusack leaves, Mulroney shows up because mm-hmm. Diane Lane has dropped her wallet or something, and he brings that back and then plants one on her.
Diane Lane's a hot piece of action that these people cannot stay away
She's
from.
She's a hot commodity.
Hot commodity.
So he plants one on her. Cusack yeah. sees her because Dennis Reynolds is now passed the fuck out, and he doesn't even know where he mm-hmm. lives, so he can't take him.
Yeah.
And so he's all upset. Now, conflict creates comedy, but this was not funny
no.
at all. This was depressing, and I wanted to slice open a few veins.
They didn't even have, like, a fun argument. In the driveway, she's like, look, look, let me explain. And he goes, hey, have we seen each other, like, four times, Jeff? Because you don't have to explain anything
yeah.
to me. It's cool. And
it's
then
fine.
He just leaves. There's
yeah.
not even, like, a comedic, like, back and forth or, like, this
yeah.
this is a misunderstanding that might create some comedy.
And
nothing.
I don't know why. So he says, oh, you dropped your wallet over at my place, mm-hmm. and I just wanted to bring it back to you.
Yeah.
But she told John Cusack, like, oh, yeah, I just drove around for a while. I don't know why she didn't just go, oh, I went to go stop over at one of my friend's houses and I,
yeah.
you know, and
so
then
stupid.
I came home.
Yeah, that's, and by the way, those appliances that I was admiring earlier,
yeah.
they are way too nice for on a preschool teacher's salary.
No.
She's got like an $8,000 range. That's
her husband.
Horseshit.
I know, but her husband probably, that's,
oh, that's probably
that's
the house
her,
she
yeah.
got in the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I get yep. it. Yeah, okay. That makes sense. All right, fine.
So,
I'm okay with it now. I'm envious of all the dogs in this movie.
Me too.
Because all of this movie was shot in like 2004 because it was a 2005 movie.
Yeah.
Every one of those dogs in this movie is dead now. They are lucky because they don't have to fucking see this. I envy them. As I was looking at them going, you're dead now. You don't have to watch this.
Yeah, they
Look
are
at you.
Dead now.
You're cute and fluffy and dead as a fucking doornail. And
yeah.
I am stuck here watching this pile of shit.
Oh, don't worry, guys. We're almost done. So now we're at Thanksgiving. The dad has, Diane Lane's dad has all of his three girlfriends at the same table, which the balls on this guy. Everyone keeps
Unreal.
Giving, even at Thanksgiving, people are like popping in the kitchen when she's doing dishes and they're trying to give Diane Lane phone numbers. They're like, here, call this
still,
guy. It's my ophthalmologist is ready
yeah.
for you, whatever, blah,
it's
blah, blah.
Like her aunts are coming in.
I don't understand this about these movies. Every single movie, this seems to be a really great theme. Everyone is so goddamn profound in all these movies. They all have
them.
Something, you know, to say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You guys have
Poignant.
Been listening. Yeah, you guys have been listening to me. It's like an hour every single episode. I fumble through words. I'm like, I say so a lot. You know, I say okay a lot. Like, I'm just not that articulate. I can't be articulate and profound all the time.
People don't, and especially not everybody. You
yeah.
might have one character like, okay, they're pretty profound, or they have some interesting shit to say, or they have a lot of
yeah.
bullshit locked and loaded, whatever it may be. Like her dad. Let's say her dad's the one in this movie that's annoying and always has a profound poem to spit out.
Yeah, and reciting Yeats or Tennyson.
No one else should do that, then. Everyone else should be normal people that don't do that. It's so stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Now Diane Lane is taking Rizzo's advice, and we see this horrible montage of her photoshopping her face onto her as a cowgirl or
so
fishing or whatever. And I was like, okay, you're a preschool teacher.
Yeah, I mean, come
you
on.
You have Photoshop skills like that?
She did. She did. It was. She was pretty
I guess,
good
yeah,
at it.
She was pretty good at it. And that looked terrible. What
it
are you
looked
talking
awful.
About?
It was just her face. She'd just
even
stick on people.
Her face was too big. Like, so her mouth mm-hmm. was like at the bottom of her chin. And I'm like, no, this doesn't look
it was
good.
So
it doesn't look great.
And no one's going to buy that and go, oh, okay. And also, too, it was like they had her be like different characters. Like, she
mm-hmm.
found a fisherman
yeah.
who was in full fishing, or fisherwoman who was in full fishing
and she
gear.
She was writing
stuck her
some
face
provocative
on
provocative things on there.
Yeah, she said the one thing.
Catch
what's,
a big one.
That was the one.
And
yeah.
I was like,
or
whoa.
What's your angle was the
yeah.
fishing one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Something with bike riding that was pretty.
Something about riding or something.
I don't know,
I was
something
like,
with
whoa.
A, riding a. I don't know.
P.S. Everyone, I fucking hate this movie.
I hate it too.
Yeah.
I couldn't take notes on individual things like that
yep.
anymore. I just had to go
yep.
for big points because I was losing my fucking mind. I was pacing. Do you remember me pacing back and forth?
Yeah,
during
it was
this
pretty.
Movie? I
yeah.
couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah, I started rocking back and forth. All right. So now Mulroney shows up, and for whatever reason, they go out, or he calls her, or whatever. They go out, they have sex. gross. And then he is like taking her home. And then for some reason, she decides, like, because he's got to go, like, you know, play softball.
I got a game today. They've talked about earlier how great it would be to meet someone that you can just, you know, have sex with at night and wake up on a Sunday morning and stay in bed all day with on a Sunday morning. And it's Sunday. And he's up and she wakes up and she's like, it's Sunday. Come back to bed. And he goes, well, I got a game today. And
that's supposed to be. I got a game.
He's not the one. It's like, maybe he had fucking plans. Well, you know.
He didn't, you know, whatever.
But then he
ends
up treating her pretty shittily on the way home.
Well, yeah. Like, so he drives her home and he's talking about something. And then Diane Lane, intuition is like, oh, you slept with that other girl. I don't remember what her name is. June, maybe? Jane, something with a J. She sucks. It's stupid. So
who
it
cares?
Cuts to Diane Lane crying in the shower.
Yes.
Because she's upset. Oh, she breaks his glasses. And then he just puts them on. Like, she, like, snaps his glasses. And she's like, these aren't even real glasses.
Yeah,
and she
yells at
him
saying, you used me and I'm so stupid for falling for your garbage. Because he basically on the way home was like, hey, that was pretty fun, kid. All right, I'll catch you on the flip
side. Yeah.
She thought she was in a relationship now for some reason because they had sex once. I don't know what, you know.
So now the gay friends are coming over to make her feel better. They make some weird comment about the pajamas and it made me really upset because I was like, what's wrong with wearing pajamas that early? I'm like, don't worry about it. Now they're going to go get manicures, and she runs into they're getting midnight manicures, and she runs into John Cusack, and he's out with
a younger girl who seems to be an idiot.
Was like in the beginning of the movie that we meet, and I didn't remember her, and I was like, oh yeah, she looks familiar. I think I saw her earlier in the movie.
And there's the whole runner with his favorite movie is Dr. Zhivago, which is a very depressing. Kind of a gray, depressing, dark movie.
It's a very
movie.
John Cusack movie.
And so he really like, that's what I mean. I feel like his character is like the High Fidelity guy.
Yeah.
Like 10 years later. You know what I mean? Like that's what's going on here. And he's watching that and it's very depressing. It's his favorite movie. His friend's always like, what the hell are you watching this for?
This blonde girl hates it.
Yes. They go see it at the theater. That's where they're coming out of when Diane Lane meets them. And she's like, it's so boring. And so I don't like it. And Diane Lane's like, oh, I think it's great actually. And so they're soulmates now.
And she's like, I kind of always hope that, you know, they end up together.
Yeah.
Or
Diane Lane says that. And she's like, it's a movie. Like, she's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So they're kind of making eyes about what an idiot this girl is. Cusack doesn't have sex with her that night. He's tired of her. He says no thank you and goes home. Says he's real tired.
Now he's all conflicted because it turns out Diane Lane is perfect because she likes the same movie that he likes and she hopes for the same thing that he does whenever she watches the movie.
Yeah, that's the one. There's always that one little hook for the person.
Yeah, it's always that and then they always hangs with them.
It's the Mad Lib script. I'm telling you, Sisterhood of the Traveling script. Just pass it the fuck around. Add your own little Mad Libs into the same little slots of everything. It's so, oh God, I've said it 10 times. It's so stupid. The movie's so goddamn stupid.
It is stupid.
Okay, sorry.
So now Diane Lane's dad runs into John Cusack because John Cusack's like, fuck it, you know, tell me your friend's name and I'll sell him the boat. He can cut it up. I don't care. Just let me at least row it to him. And so Diane Lane's dad runs into him and he's like, oh, this is a really great boat, you know, blah, blah, blah. He's like, yeah, this guy's going to cut it up. It's like, you didn't have to say that. You could just be like, hey, thanks. And then just kind of.
Yeah, they actually get it. Like, they make friends and get to know each other deeply in a 3 minute
And he's like, oh, it must be. Is it a woman? It was so deep. And he's like, oh, tell me about the girl that, you know, hurt you or whatever. And so he tells her like some weird poetic thing and whatever. And obviously it vibes with the dad. And he brings Diane Lane a coffee and he's like, I met this guy and he said this and blah, blah, blah. And he makes these wonderful Irish boats. And Diane Lane's like, oh, my God, that's John Cusack.
Yeah. That's of course, because everyone runs into each other constantly in this movie for some reason. So God. So then she goes after him.
Yeah. So she goes after him. She goes to try to find him. And now she's at my favorite part of the movie where I got to see rowing.
Mm-hmm.
Except for I was really upset about it because the rowing boat's catch timing was all off. It was terrible. They weren't even in time. They weren't even getting as much water as they should get. The boat run was absolute shit. There's no way that they would put those two eights together and connect them and have Diane Lane and her dog sitting in the middle of it. Because if you're rowing an eight, you have two sets of oars on the port and the starboard side. So the boats wouldn't even be able to do that without touching the oars together. And then if they're rowing a barge, what's the fucking point? Sorry. And the coxswain sucked balls because she was
doing, like, push, push, push.
And it made me so angry because I was like, coxswains don't actually talk like that. Yeah, motherfuckers. I'm a national champion coxswain.
Yeah,
eat shit.
Take that. Boom.
All right.
And the people who are in your boat are the only ones who know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. And also
three
my
minutes.
Friends
but
in this
I like
movie.
It. I liked your passion.
My friend's in this movie. My friend Alicia. Hi, Alicia. I'm sure she's not listening
one of the
to
rowers.
This. But yeah, one of the rowers is my friend Alicia, and she's in this movie, and she told me about this, and I I'm really mad at her for being in this movie.
Diane Lane goes into the boat with Dennis's dog also.
So
she's got the dog with him.
She's got Dennis's dog for some reason. She jumps out of the boat and
I was like, she's going to drown. This movie can end well yet.
Well, yeah, because she had her shoes on.
Yeah, she's good. She's in fully clothed with her big shoes on. She's drowning in the river.
Yeah,
the current's taking her,
shoes.
For Christ's sake. She's going down.
The poor puppy. He jumped out and he's all hairy and big.
Yeah, he can swim. Puppy loved it.
The puppy did love it.
He
so
loved
anyway,
it.
They go and for some reason they can all fit in John Cusack's boat, which was pretty. If it's a rowing shell, it's a really thin. And I get it. It's a nice wood boat, and you know whatever. And this is why I don't think it's on the East Coast, because a lot of people on the East Coast would kill for a fucking rowing boat, like a good quality rowing boat.
Are you questioning the reality of this movie? I honestly don't think that matters.
The reality of everything. Always question the man.
Nothing is real in this movie.
Everything's
there you
real.
Go. Done.
No, nothing, everything's
in
real.
In this movie, nothing is. That's what
no,
I mean.
No, everything's just, real.
In this movie, everything's real. What's real in this movie?
Nothing. Okay. So Diane Lane and John Cusack are in the boat. And like I said, everybody on the East Coast would love a handmade rowing boat.
It's not the plot, though.
It's not a racing boat. It's just a nice, like, you go out for a nice row. But people, like, you know, in Boston probably would get a nice rowing boat that's made out of wood. Because, the fiberglass and the honeycomb one, it's really expensive. And it's a piece of shit, but it's a good racing boat. Fine. I don't care. Now we go back to... You know, they're all like, okay, cool, we're in love with each other, whatever. We're back at the grocery store. Diane Lane is back with the chicken guy because she's yelled at him before.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, I get it. You one piece of chicken.
Yeah, finally
don't worry
he
about
gets it.
It.
And now it's not
and
that
then she's
anymore.
Like, well, actually, I'd like the three piece. And then John Cusack comes up. They have a dog because he's buying dog food. And
He's
then
like, well,
the,
what are your specials? Because she's like, I'd also like this and that and some lamb and some other shit.
And then the butcher starts celebrating. For her, because he doesn't know her. He's not very close with her, but he's celebrating. Movie's over, guys.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, and then they make out passionately
over.
It's not over. They make out passionately at the meat counter.
And they have to have testimonials again, like in the opening credits over the end credits.
Oh,
we
yeah.
suffered through this fucking movie. Isn't it over yet? Can we be done? No, of course not.
Yeah,
they're
going to
assault us with more bullshit.
They did. The interviews at the end were, how did you guys meet?
Mm-hmm.
They interviewed Diane Lane's sister... Somebody, I don't remember who the other person was, but then they also interviewed Diane Lane and John Cusack. They had the balls to ask them, how did you guys meet? We just watched it. We just watched it 48 minutes ago.
So stupid.
We just watched it. We know how they met. We know exactly how they met. They met at a dog park. They met because their friend signed them up. My sister, Carol, signed me up for this.
We just explained the whole thing.
No, I'm not a mouth-breathing, drooling idiot. I know.
Oh, God damn it.
They make out behind the meat counter. Boom. It's done. All right.
Thank God.
Yeah. So it was like I said, it was only an hour
painful.
And 38 minutes, but wow.
A painful hour and 38 minutes.
Awful.
It had all the pain of a 3-hour terrible movie.
Yeah.
It really did.
Okay. So now we're going to go to the Heigl-meter.
To the Heigl-meter we go.
Away we go to the Heigl-meter. All right, so if you're not familiar with the Heigl-meter, you're just joining us. The Heigl-meter is how we rate our movies. On a scale of 0 Heigls to 5 Heigls, we rate the movies. 0 Heigls being the least punishing, 5 Heigls being the most punishing.
Being hardcore.
So it's just
shit.
Like, oh my God, this is terrible. I'm going to go first because I absolutely fucking hated this movie. I'm giving this movie 98 Heigls.
Okay, that's specific.
Okay? Because it is 98 minutes long.
Okay.
And it gets one Heigl for every fucking minute that it was on.
Okay. That's a pretty good way of doing it, I think. I am going to say, they say, and I remember hearing this in school, and I was fascinated by this, they say that there are as many stars in the sky as there are grains of sand on every beach in all of the world.
Mm-hmm.
That means it's uncountable, basically, is what they're trying to say. It's just so many you can't count. This movie deserves as many Heigls as there are stars in the sky or grains of sand on every beach in the world.
Yeah,
so
it was.
Put an infinity sign next to mine because it's.
Are you going algebraic, solve for x? Are you going to be
fucking terrible.
The number I?
Yes, it's
oh my
the
God.
Worst pile
okay.
of shit ever.
The challenge is out there. If you guys can watch this movie, it's on Netflix. If you can get past 16 minutes and 13 seconds, and I mean you can get to 16, 14, I don't care.
Good luck.
You have my respect and you're a fucking hero in my book.
You get
I
nothing
swear to
from
God.
Us, but we're...
You get nothing except for our undying friendship.
Yeah, there you go. Tweet at us. Tell us you did it. And where can they tweet at us? Where can they get a hold of us to tell us these things?
Oh, by the way, one of my fun facts is that the Twitter bird actually has a name and his name is Larry.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you can tweet at our Larry Bird. Ooh, Larry Bird. And it's at You Got Heigled, YOUGOTHEIGLD. And that's on Facebook and Twitter. And if you want to talk at me, it's at Mehfor, MEHHHH4.
And I am at Jimmy P is Funny if you want to check me out. And also you can check out my other two podcasts, Crime and Sports and Small Town Murder, which are true crime podcasts. You don't have to like sports. Just check it out. And Small Town Murder is just murders in small towns. So
yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't listen to that, but do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
It's funny stuff. Thank you for joining us on this pile of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So
rate
far.
And review us on iTunes.
Yes.
Sorry, we forgot to say that 3,000 times like we always do.
Yes. Rate and review. Give us 5 stars. You know you like. Just for we dealt with this movie. We sat
yeah,
through it,
it
so you
terrible.
Don't have to.
Yeah.
So, yes, please give us 5 stars.
But, yeah, thank you so much to everybody who tweets at us. We have Rachel Myers. I love you, girl.
You.
You're so awesome.
Monge,
you're great. Thank you so much for the nice birthday message. We've got, Tamara, and we've got... Gina, BG Bandita.
Yes, on Twitter.
My girl, yeah, she's awesome. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you guys. And
all the support. We like it. And Patty, Paducah
oh,
Patty.
Oh, my Patty,
of
my
course,
Patty.
Of course, Paducah Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Can't forget about her.
No, can't forget about my girl, Patty.
Not at all.
All righty. Well, thank you guys so much. And I guess we'll see you next week if we haven't killed ourselves by then.
We'll see. Well, we'll see how punishing the movie is next week. But thank you guys so much. We'll see you later. See you next week, guys.
Yeah,
thank
see
you.
Ya. Bye.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.